Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Tom Asacker is a highly intelligent guy, too. He's the author of so many books. I got tendonitis carrying them into the studio, including Sandbox Wisdom and A Brand New World and A Clear Eye for Branding. He is, as you can tell, he's our branding expert, but he might have some other things on his mind today. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back. What you got on your mind today?
Well, I guess more of the same, but, you know, hopefully I can articulate it well enough that people will take it seriously and start doing something about it.
We don't remember anything you've already said, Tom, so it's okay.
I know. You know what? General Motors and Ford didn't remember anything either that I told them, so what can you do?
They sure didn't. those are interesting scenarios, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And
Did Ford really offer every single hourly worker in the company the opportunity to leave?
There wasn't much of a buyout, but I believe so, yeah.
Tom, listen, think about that. 75,000 hourly people in America, in the United States, they're U.S. workers. They have 75,000 hourly workers. They offered every one of them a buyout. Here's my question. You're the person I need to ask this. What would happen if they all took it? I mean, think about it. What if Bill Ford woke up this morning and everybody was gone?
Yeah, I think it's kind of like how lawyers ask questions that they already know answers to.
Right, right.
They already knew that people weren't going to take it. So.
But I realize that. But think about that. Have you ever in your life, have you ever heard of a company that made an offer? Okay, never mind whether it's a good offer. Now, that's not important. Have you ever heard in your life of a company who said to every single rank-and-file employee, not the management, but the employees, gave them a chance to? I mean, what? That's bizarre. It seems to me. I mean,
yeah,
I know, but you know what? You know what they say, Tom. Desperate men do desperate things.
Absolutely. These are bizarre times.
Yeah. So what can we learn from these guys?
Well, a few things. I mean, the most important thing is that today, more than any other day in the history of our economy, if you're not delivering what the customer believes is valuable to them, and from the Ford and GM standpoint, they weren't designing cars that people wanted. They still haven't gotten over the psychological hurdle, if you will, of having the majority of people in this country believe that their cars are as good quality-wise as Japanese cars.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you know, that's a big thing that they need to overcome. That's an issue with their brand as well as with actual performance. But there's two aspects today in this economy. One is you have to, in fact, deliver the value that people are looking for. And it's actually the value that's going to make them happy. They're going to get it in the aesthetic value of the car. Yes, saving time and money is important. But more and more, you see companies saving people time and money and making them happy with entertainment and with aesthetic value and with allowing them to participate. So there's two aspects. One is, do we actually provide value with the product or service that we offer? And then if you do, then the second part is, how do we get people's attention today? Because attention is the limited resource. There are so many different products and services out there right now. I was talking to somebody a couple weeks ago, and I just wrote a paper about 3 weeks ago, and I described the difference between the way the marketplace used to be and the way it is now. And I described it in the metaphor of caterpillars and butterflies. In the old days, the marketplace was like a mass of caterpillars hanging around on this tree of traditional media, and then they would go down the branches of mass distribution, and they would consume the offshoots of the big brand advertisers. Either that or they did things out of habit locally. You know, there was one barbershop, so we walked down to that barbershop.
Right.
There was one bowling alley, we went to that bowling alley. That doesn't work like that anymore. I mean, the masses now, they've escaped. They're like butterflies.
We have choices. We have choices, and we're not only have choices, we're demanding choices. Stand by,
Absolutely.
Tom. We're going to take a quick break right back with our good friend Tom Masacker right after these messages. 20 Tales, stay with us.
I ain't got no woman just to call my special friend.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Everything's free there except for the books, and we encourage you to use it to help you start, run, and or grow your business. Whatever stage of the process you're in, we think we got some stuff there that will help you, including lots and lots of work that Tom Masacker has deposited with us over the years that you can go back and listen to. You know, topics on everything under the sun, especially with regard to branding, customer service, selling, things like that. Tom has left us a lot of good information. It's all there in the archive library under his name in the Brain Trust. So check that out when you get a chance. And if you go to the schedule page this week or our blog this week, you'll find a handy link to not only this interview today, but to his part of our Brain Trust on the website. And it'll be really handy way to get back to all his good stuff. Tom, and for that, Tom, for what you've given us over the years, we thank you.
You're very welcome, Jim. Thank you.
Give us your website, please.
It's aclearye.com.
All right. And they can find your books there, right? Sandbox Wisdom, Sides
there's
of Sandbox Wisdom.
There's links to the books, and there's a lot of free articles, and I blog different things that I see that making sense and not making sense in the world of business and marketing. So
we were talking about things that companies have done that you know, talking about learning from from mistakes. I used to, when I was a young pup salesman back in another century, Tom, I used to ride with senior guys who would train me. And I already, by the time, I remember when I was with Xerox, I'd already been selling a long time. So it wasn't my first rodeo. But I remember riding with those guys, and I learned more from the things I saw them doing wrong than what I saw them doing right. When we have these opportunities like GM and Ford and some of these other people, when you know, we need to pay attention to what they're doing so that we can learn from them, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we've got to understand the underlying issue. You know, what went wrong? You know, there were a lot of things that went wrong, but if they continued to make products that people wanted, it would have hid a lot of the sins that they did, you know, create over time. The bottom line was that the volume wasn't there to support what they had built over time, because people started buying other cars.
Well, you know, Tom, one thing I wanted to ask you about. You know who Joel Barker is? He's the Paradigm guy.
Mm-hmm.
Very smart guy, a futurist kind of guy, and he's the guy who used to talk about, and he still does. He's been on the show talking about paradigms. Paradigms are what you believe to be true. And what you believe is good. You have a paradigm about food. You have a paradigm about automobiles, et cetera, et cetera. For a long time, the Japanese paradigm was cheap and poor quality. And the American paradigm was high quality and expensive. Now, in a lot of industries, those paradigms have shifted and have completely inverted, haven't they?
Well, that's going on everywhere in the marketplace. I mean, there used to be a paradigm in this marketplace that, advertising was something valuable that I believed. If I saw an ad for something, then I would go check it out. And based on what's actually happened over time, we now have the paradigm that advertising is something we should tune out.
Except for what they hear on the Small Business Advocate Show.
Well, that's not advertising. That's information.
That's right.
But no, but that's part of what you have to understand is, what is the mindset of the people in the marketplace that I'm trying to appeal to? And if their mindset is, hey, listen, advertising, for example, is something that we should really tune out, then you have to figure out how to give them value. Instead of just advertising, give mm-hmm. them some value along with the message so that they look at it and they say, oh, yeah, I want to listen to that. I mean, you've thrown in some pretty funny stuff on your show. So that's not just an advertisement, but it is. I mean, you are highlighting mm-hmm. your show, mm-hmm. but it's also funny. And because it's funny and entertaining, it now has value.
Could we say
not just the message?
Could we say, Tom, that in the old days, that advertising could be two-dimensional? It could be wide and tall. But in the 21st century, it's got to be three-dimensional. It's got to have more substance. It's got to have some kind of volume to it. Would that be a good way to think about it?
Yeah, it has to be deep. It has to touch people with something that's valuable. Now, look at the value. The value can be it makes them smile, but the value could also be I got to tell my friends about this. Right, so there's some social value in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I steered my look at how people pass around links to crazy websites and things that they see, and or tell people about some ad that they saw on TV. They wouldn't do that if they didn't think if it wasn't giving them something back, they wouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to rethink what we do and figure out how do we package our message and the product that we sell in such a way that people are getting value beyond the message and beyond the hamburger, if you will.
You have to differentiate yourself on many levels to be able to cut through the clutter these days, don't you? When we come back, we're going to get you to help us take some specific steps in our small businesses to accomplish what Tom's talking about, folks. He'll do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Tom Asacker. And the books, he has a lot of them, folks. And you can find them on his website. Give it to us again, Tom.
It's aclearye, aclearye.com.
All right, so check that out when you get a chance. There are a lot of other good things there, too, folks, besides the books, things that Tom makes available to you for free, and we appreciate that. And if you need a really high-energy, really smart guy to speak at your organization, I know that he'd be glad to talk to you about that, and you can contact him there at the website. Tom, how do we you know, I've been talking about all these wacky things that people do and what we can learn from them and how we can not make those mistakes and how we can really focus on doing why we should focus on not making those mistakes in our small businesses, but help us take some specific steps in our small businesses to accomplish what you're talking about.
All right. Well, there's four steps. And the first step is you need to be, again, these are not caterpillars anymore that are on this branch and you know how to reach them. They're everywhere. So you've got to be where people are today.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to find out what they read, where they go, what they listen to, and you've got to try to figure out how to be there. how to be there. Like, for example, with me, a lot of the people that search out speakers for events, they're on the Internet. They're on the Internet looking at different sites. So I say, okay, well, these people are on the Internet, so I'm going to be there. So I'm there right now with a weblog, and I give out articles and advice and all that free. So that's, you know, that's part of being there, and that's part of delivering value.
So instead of you imposing yourself on them, you go, you whenever they get where they like to go, they find you there.
I'm going to be there, right? Yeah. Now, Starbucks, for example, they're pros at that. People don't realize that when Starbucks puts up a new shop, what they look for are things like dry cleaners. So that when people are dropping off their dry cleaning in the morning, there's the Starbucks. Let me pull in there and get a cup of coffee. I mean, they're experts at being where people are going to be when they want to buy a cup of coffee. So you need to be there. Even if it's just giving your message out, be there. The second thing is you've got to be different. People are tuning out everything. So if you don't stand out in some way, if you don't attract attention, Diane Ackerman wrote a book called An Alchemy of Mind, How the Brain Works. She said before the brain can judge what's important, it must identify what's different. Because if it's not different, the brain doesn't even look and see whether it's important.
Because it already knows that.
It's right, because it says, I know what that is. Let's keep going.
Yeah.
So you've got to be different and attract attention. But more than attract attention, give people value. And that's another thing that people don't understand about some of these big guys get it right. I mean, when Budweiser creates a commercial that everybody starts mimicking, like, what's up, or some crazy stuff like that, people don't realize that's value. That is
right.
A social currency.
As long as they remember who the commercial was about.
Yeah, that's right. Now and that's exactly right. So that when they order the beer, they go, yeah, give me a Budweiser. What's up? Give me a Budweiser. But delivering value, for example, take me. I'm a small business owner. I need to get my message out to a lot of people that I'm available and that this is who I am and this is what I do to speak at conferences and events. So I can run full-page ads in magazines and say to people, I'm funny and insightful. Well, you can do that, but instead, if you want people to think you're funny, you don't tell them you're funny, you tell them a joke.
That's right.
Right? So instead of running an ad that says, I'm funny and insightful, I'm going to launch a new show this Wednesday where I run a 10-minute video on the Internet that talks about business and does it in a really funny and engaging way.
You want to give us that site right now?
Oh, yeah, you're going to love this one. It's Guru Barbecue, GuruBBQ.com.
It's going to be on Wednesday.
Wednesday is the official launch date. I told you I would launch it on your show.
I know it. All right, folks, this is the news. Nobody else knows about this but you. GuruBBQ.com.
So what we're going to do is we're going to roast all the gurus out there and all the crazy marketing that we see and the dumb products and everything else that goes on in this marketplace. So like you said, take some of the stuff and learn from other people's mistakes. We're going to highlight all their mistakes for you.
Hey, Tom, we have to wrap it up. Thank you for helping us get our head out of the sand and look around in the reality of the 21st century. You do a great job of that, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate being here.
Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget to check it out in a couple of days, GuruBBQ.com. All right, we got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. Don't go away, though. I'll be back on the other side of the news. We got a lot more to come right after the news. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.